Welcome back to Endurance Planet, audio for runners, cyclists, triathletes, and adventure racers. Before there was an Endurance Planet, there was Bart Yasso, a guy traveling the planet, testing his endurance in more than 1,000 races, triathlons, biathlons, eco-challenges, racing on all seven continents from the Antarctica Marathon to the Mount Kilimanjaro Marathon. As Runner's World CRO, that's Chief Running Officer, he takes a message with him, and his message is this: never limit where your running can take you, because each race has the potential for adventure.
When I just went out for a 3-mile run over 30 years ago, I mean, I had no idea where that run would eventually end up leading me. I mean, I went out for a 3-mile run just to get back in shape, to quit smoking and quit drinking so much and really get back in the good shape. And I was, I would have been 22 years of age at the time. You know, when you're 22, you think you're invincible. But for some reason, something clicked in my head that I wasn't invincible and I really needed to get my body in shape. But when I went out for that 3-mile run, I had no idea what eventually that would lead to. I would just, you know, in my vision, I thought, well, I'll run 3 miles a couple times a week and that would be wonderful. That'll get me in shape and then I can do other sports and be happy. But when I went out for that 3-mile run, it changed my life in many ways because it led to doing races and then, you know, doing the races, competing, eventually having a job that revolves around running and really has been my calling.
Today on Endurance Planet, we hear from Bart Yasso about his new project, a book, My Life on the Run. A lot of you know Bart Yasso because he invented the Yasso 800s. It's a marathon training schedule used by thousands around the world. It is a tough workout, and I confess to Bart that I've cursed his name on many occasions because of it. But that's what keeps Bart humble. While he is, in a sense, famous, his name is also regularly taken in vain. And then there are those that do his workout but don't even know how to pronounce his name.
I love it when I hear people talk about Yasso 800s and they actually call him Yahoo 800s or they refer to him as in a totally different name. I get a kick out of that. But yeah, I hear my name pronounced Yasso, Yasu, quite often.
But what's tougher than any set of Yasso 800s, no matter how you pronounce it, is writing a book. And that's what Bart recently sat down to do.
Yeah, you know, the book was fun. Most of the chapters of the book were fun to write. The stuff all about running was very fun to write. The beginning of the book talks a little bit about my childhood, which, you know, there were some tough times in there, which wasn't really fun to relive and write about, but that's part of the whole story. But it was, to equate it to running, it was much, much harder than any ultra or any marathon I've ever done.
As you might imagine, there is a lot to tell. The so-called mayor of running has been representing Runner's World at races for nearly 30 years.
I think it'll resonate with a lot of people. I think just my whole story will resonate, obviously, with runners, but I think just in somewhat of the general public. You know, how did I come from basically out of nowhere to get into running, to end up working at Runner's World, having this great job, and then being inducted into the Running USA Hall of Champions. And, you know, I'm still doing this stuff for 30 years and loving it as much as I did when I first started.
In some ways, it is a book about finding your calling.
Growing up, one of seven kids, and I was that middle child, three younger, three older. I was the first kid that came along. My three older siblings excelled so well in school and athletics, and I kind of didn't do that in my younger years. It kind of came to play, the relationship I had with my father and all that kind of stuff. To me, maybe it was just my personality, but it was really the best education for me was really traveling all over the world, by far. Whenever I would go to a place like Antarctica or the Arctic, when I was up, did a race around near the Arctic Circle, you know, I would just, before going there, I would read as much as I could about the people, about their cultures, and also about the land, you know, what's actually there and what it's like to live there. And then when I would go there, you could just soak all this stuff in. And I always went out of my way to meet local people, and more than just meet them, actually kind of befriend them, so they let you into their home and you really get to see what it's like to be an Inuit or to be stationed in Antarctica or to live in Delhi, India. When you spend time in third world countries, you know, I've done a lot of trips to Africa, mentioned India, and, you know, when you go there and realize how good we have it, when you come back, it changes you drastically. I mean, the little things you take for granted, you realize how fortunate we are, such as, you know, just things like electricity and hot water. When you spend a month at Everest Base Camp, or you spend a month in India where, you know, you don't have any of these luxuries, man, when you come home and just turn that hot water on and hot water comes out, you realize, oh my God, this is a gift. Or ice cubes, stuff you just don't realize. But the one thing I always adapted very well to third world travel. When I'm in third world countries, I feel very much at home, and I don't miss the fancy amenities that we're used to. It's more obvious when you return home, and that's when you really realize how gifted we are, the luxuries that we have. And most common luxury we have is freedom. And when you see the way people are suppressed in other countries, it's really obvious when you get back home. The thing that brought me to all these places, you know, there was some kind of race or some kind of run there, which was the reason I went there. But then I would always spend this extra time to, you know, spend the time with the people. I think if I didn't have that run there, I may not have visited so many places, and unusual places, so to speak, you know, places that just are off the beaten path. But for some reason, there's a run there. That's what gets me there. You know, I really have that desire to go to experience as much of the cultures all over the world as possible. And the running is just the one thing that gets me there. And then, you know, I try to take it to the next level by learning everything when I'm there. You know, there's some fun stuff in there. When I do my slideshow at a lot of races, I do a PowerPoint and show all these crazy races, and, you know, almost being attacked by a rhino in Nepal during a race and all this kind of stuff. I think it opens up people's eyes to think that what's really out there. You know, it's so easy to be complacent, you know, run a local marathon and then maybe, you know, run maybe New York or Big Sur or something like that. But I don't think people realize how much is out there and how much, you know, they could expand their life through running. And, you know, that's what I hope when they read my book, that's what it'll inspire them to do. There's a lot of the, you know, when there's a chapter about a race, it's just not about the race. It really tells how I ended up there, what I did there, and what I learned, and, you know, would I go back kind of stuff. I think everyone is really different on how they view our sport and what they get out of running. I mean, to me, the thing I get out of my 30 years in the sport is the acceptance of the sport of running, and what running, when I say acceptance, I mean, when you're going out for a run or when you do a race, you have no idea if you're running next to a CEO or a guy who flips burgers, or, you know, you don't know anyone's. You can sort of see ethnic backgrounds, but you really don't know that much about people. But what I really love is we're all the same. We're just out there, you know, there's no fancy equipment other than a pair of running shoes. We're just putting one foot in front of the other, trying to run as quickly as we can over a set distance. And that's what I really love. And the thing of acceptance is that there's no other sport that accepted ability levels than running. I mean, you know, if you watch anything, any other sport, you'll never see people towards the back of any event get cheered like they do in running. And that to me is the greatest part of our sport. You know, when I see wheelchair people in races and our challenge athletes, you know, wheelchair racing isn't running to me. I mean, if you really look at it, it would be more similar to bicycle racing because there's wheels involved and equipment. But running accepted wheelchair athletes way back in the 70s and just said, hey, you know, come to our races. And then, of course, the athletes accepted it, and it's just grown since then. And, you know, you can't go to a race today without seeing a challenged athlete in a race, whether it's a, you know, disability, you know, someone running on a prosthetic leg or whatever it is, or even people with mental disabilities. And we're so accepting to that. And that, to me, when I go to a race, that is what I love the most. Actually, I love to see the winners come across the finish line and win the race, but I really like to see people later in the race because that's where the stories are. That, you know, you see people cross the finish line and you see them break down into tears, and you really don't know what they overcame to get there, but you know there's something. You know, was it a, did they lose 100 pounds, or were they recently in a divorce or abusive relationship, or, you know, the stories go on and on. But you can see it in their eyes and their face when they cross the finish line of a race that they have, something got them to that starting line, and now they're at the finish line, and this is their celebration.
Which brings us back around to Bart's message. Never limit where your running can take you, because each race has the potential for adventure.
You know, had I not taken running to the next level, I would never have led this life that I've led for the past 30 years.
Life is an open road, fill her up and foot to the floor. Life is a one-way street, there's no going back for more.
Bart Gosso's My Life on the Run is in production. It'll be released in time for the Boston Marathon. And yes, Bart will be traveling there too. That'll do it for today's Endurance Planet. For the Mayor of Running, Bart Gosso, I'm Kevin Patrick. We'll meet you back here tomorrow.
It's too easy to overload, 'cause life is a